Greetings once again, friends and neighbors. I think that includes everybody, all right? Welcome to Job, our new daily devotion series. And this is day three of the book of Job as we walk along with each other through this wonderful story, provocative story. It kind of forces you to think on your own how you would respond to things in life that happen, right? That's really what it's about. Yesterday, we heard chapter one of the book of Job. And today, we're going to hear chapters two and three. In the NIV translation, if you're following along, or you can use any translation you want, of course. But we want to remind you what came up yesterday in our chapter one narrative. We were introduced to Job. It was the context of Satan and God talking about, you know, the faithful one, the loyal one, Job. And Satan basically explaining to God, the only reason he's so faithful to you is because you keep on blessing him. Well, of course he's going to be loyal to you. You've blessed him. So they make a deal that Satan could create havoc in Job's life as a test to see how he comes through that, and if he still is faithful and loyal to God. So we hear of all these catastrophes that happen to Job, basically all at once because of this deal. We hear that the oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with all of them. And they put the servants to the sword, and I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. And while he was speaking, another person comes and says, the fire of God fell from heavens and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who escaped to tell you. And while he was talking, another person came and said, the Chaldeans formed three raiding parties, swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. And while he was yet speaking, another messenger came and said, your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house, and it collapsed on them, and they are all dead. And I am the only one who has escaped to tell you. And at that, Job explained, the Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Here's chapter 2. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? And Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason. Skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamathite, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him, because they saw how great his suffering was. And now chapter 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. He said, "May the day of my birth perish, and the night that said a boy is conceived. That day, may it turn to darkness. May God above not care about it. May no light shine on it. May gloom and utter darkness claim it once more. May a cloud settle over it. May blackness overwhelm it. That night, may thick darkness seize it. May it not be included among the days of the year, nor be entered in any of the months. May that night be barren. May no shout of joy be heard in it. May those who curse days curse that day, those who are ready to rouse Leviathan. May its morning stars become dark. May it wait for daylight in vain and not see the first rays of dawn. For it did not shut the doors of the womb on me to hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb? Why were there knees to receive me and breasts that I might be nursed? For now I would be lying down in peace. I would be asleep and at rest with kings and rulers of the earth who built for themselves places now lying in ruins, with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not hidden away in the ground, like a stillborn child, like an infant who never saw the light of day? There the wicked cease from turmoil, and there the weary are at rest. Captives also enjoy their ease. They no longer hear the slave drivers shout. The small and the great are there, and the slaves are freed from their owners. Why is light given to those in misery, and life to the bitter of soul? To those who long for death that does not come, who search for it more than for hidden treasure, who are filled with gladness and rejoice when they reach the grave. Why is life given to a man whose way is hidden, whom God has hedged in? For sighing has become my daily food. My groans pour out like water. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil." And that concludes our readings today for your daily devotion, Job. By the way, we recorded today from the prayer room behind the sanctuary in the corner with the lovely windows. It's been a little bit remodeled and spruced up, and it's a very quiet, holy place. I hope you enjoyed the reading from there today. And don't forget tonight, it's our Zoom discussion group at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Zoom discussion group. And I hope to see you there. But until we meet again, God be with you. Amen.